Welcome to the Behind the Headlines Radio Roundtable. I'm Eric Barnes, publisher of the Memphis Daily News, joined this week by Paul Morris, president of the Downtown Memphis Commission, Paul Luker, director of planning for the city of West Memphis, and Greg Maxted, executive director of the Harahan Bridge Project, along with Bill Dries from the Memphis Daily News. Let me start maybe biggest picture at the table, at least, which is you, Paul Morris. A simple question, why is this project to put a pedestrian and bike bridge across the Mississippi River? Why is it important?
We think this will be internationally significant. The Mississippi River is something that we in Memphis sometimes take for granted. When people from around the world come to Memphis, they want to see the Mississippi River. It's got a storied history and it's significant for people around the world. And to have an ability to walk or bike across the Mississippi River and look at the Memphis skyline and connect to West Memphis and our friends in Arkansas is going to be a dramatic transformation of our region.
And from a West Memphis point of view, Paul Luker, you all are excited about this project. You want all these people coming over, and do you see traffic going both ways?
Absolutely. When we promote our community, we promote our proximity to Memphis. We tell people how close we are to downtown Memphis. And lots of people that live in downtown Memphis also shop in West Memphis. There's already a connection there. This will just bring us closer together.
And Greg Maxted, tell us a little bit about how some of the improvements downtown will work.
Part of the grant is a transportation project connecting Main Street Memphis to Main Street West Memphis. And the city of Memphis had some existing projects and existing funding that we wanted to take advantage of, and that was along the Main Street corridor. If you think of the scope, it's almost a 10-mile corridor from West Memphis all the way up to Henry on North Main.
Bill.
Let's talk about the West Memphis side of this some, Paul. You're looking at the floodway, actually, that's over there in terms of trails and linking that to the beginning of Broadway. By the old bridge.
That's correct. There is a long-term conversation about the possibility of having trails on the levee, but the projects that we're looking at now would be to complement the Harahan Bridge project and to take advantage of this great natural area that we're adjacent to with the downtown Memphis and in the Mid-South, and that's the floodway of the Mississippi River.
And in terms of access to the Harahan Bridge, is there existing infrastructure on the West Memphis side?
There is a concrete bridge structure that is the end of the Harahan Bridge. It's 400 feet long, about 40 feet wide. Beyond that, we have the service roads of the interstate that are already there that we're going to utilize for shared use, but a lot of the infrastructure is already there on our side.
Greg, how are we going to get to the Harahan Bridge boardwalk on our side, and how are negotiations going with Church on the River in terms of that access?
To start off with the church, they've been a great supporter of the project from when I first brought it up. They're interested, they're obviously concerned about their property and their parishioners, but they understand the value to the city and they've been 100% on board. There's actually going to be multiple ways to connect. The main-to-main project will have a connection from Main Street along Carolina to Channel 3 Drive to Virginia, and there'll be a greenway along Virginia between Virginia and the rail tracks that will lead directly to the bridge. But also there's the existing sidewalk on Riverside that if you're walking, you can get to the bridge. There's also the Bluff Walk. There'll be a connection through Martyrs Park to Channel 3 Drive up to Virginia Drive to get on the greenway itself. And to take that to the next step, there's already a greenways and bluff walks all the way down the river from the visitor center all the way up to the bridge. That's all there. We just have to connect it.
Well, on the Main Street Mall, we've been suffering from deferred maintenance for more than a decade. And with this project, we're able to not just use local funding, but also federal funding, state funding, and some private funds to help leverage those dollars and make some improvements along the Main Street Mall. And this goal of trying to have dollars to fix up Main Street Mall and Main Street is what kind of joined us with the Harahan Bridge project and made this one project.
There's been huge demand and huge response to all the greening of Memphis.
Well, it's about making Memphis a magnet for people. We need to have more citizens in Memphis. We need more citizens downtown. And what we saw with the Green Line was a really successful project that didn't cost a tremendous amount of money. And people just are more excited about Memphis and living in Memphis. We need more projects like that.
The price tag on this project, main to main, everything we're talking about is around $33 million. Is that give or take it? How much was local public money?
Local public money. Right now in Memphis, we've got stormwater funds that are dedicated for Main Street Mall drainage. So that is about $8 million, but that was going to be spent on that anyway. And then Shelby County has pledged, I believe it's $1 million.
Okay.
And the state of Tennessee has pledged, I believe it's $1 million or $2 million,
right,
as well as the $15 million from the federal government.
And from your point of view, how does this tie in with the Green Line and the bigger picture of Memphis getting outdoors, biking, pedestrian, and so on?
First thing that's going to happen is the city is going to put a cycle track on Tillman and on Broad and separated by traffic, by post or column or curb, so that the cyclists and the walkers are safe. Once you're in Overton Park, the city is putting bike lanes on North Parkway. So we'll have multiple routes downtown.
That's all the time we have this week. Join us again next week.